Second Sunday of Easter, Year A. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. These remained faithful to the teaching of the apostles, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. And everyone was filled with awe. Many signs and miracles were done through the apostles. And all the believers were united and owned everything in common. They sold their goods and possessions and divided the proceeds to all according to what each one needed. Each day, with one heart, they went faithfully to the temple, but met in their houses for the breaking of bread. They ate their share of food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and approved by all the people. Day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. I was thrust down and falling. But the Lord was my helper. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and salvation in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty deeds. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, a marvel in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into a heritage that can never be spoilt or soiled or fade away. It is reserved in heaven for you, who are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed at the end of time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a short time you must bear all sorts of trials, so that the worth of your faith, more valuable than gold, which is perishable, even if it has been tested by fire, may be proved and bring you praise and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. You have not seen him, yet you love him. And still without seeing him, you believe in him, and are already filled with an indescribable and glorious joy, obtaining the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen me, but still believe. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And after saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced at seeing the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so am I sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he answered, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were closed, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Do you believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Jesus did many other signs in the sight of the disciples, which are not written in this book. These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.